it's time for Pierce Pioneer Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Thanks for joining me on You Are There Sports for more Pioneer Sports activities. Pioneer Sports is brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Pierce Fire Department. Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports is also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kenko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Pierce School District. And now let's head to the action for Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.
And welcome back to Eden Valley Watkins. Game two of our doubleheader about to get underway as Pierce will be the home team and senior right-hander Aaron Weber makes his 2016 pitching debut. He'll get the start here as the Pioneers look to follow up their 8-1 game one victory. Teddy Daler will be now catching in this one with Brett Kapsner starting the game at first base. Matt Cummett will start at second. Lane Gertz at short and Matt Tauges at third. In the outfield for Coach Sayre, Colton Ishans in left, Noah Bozer in center. Nick Herold starts this game in right. Leading off for the Eagles, center fielder Reese Jansen to start game two. And Weber stands atop the hill, looks into Daler, and Aaron's first pitch is a strike, 0-1. Reese Jansen will be followed by third baseman John Unterberger and first baseman Logan Lynn here in the top of the first inning. Just underway here at 6:09. Off speed, in for a strike, 0-2 to Reese Jansen. Reese goes 0-3 in game one. Leading off here in game two. Here's the wind and the 0-2. Breaking ball skips in the dirt in the left-hand hitter's batter's box. It's a 1-2 count now. Okaying the sign, and here is Weber's kick and fire. Ground ball towards Gertz. Up with it, across to Brett Kapsner. No, he couldn't field. He did not come up with it. That'll be an error on Lane Gertz. The normally sure-handed Lane not able to find the handle, and Jansen reaches to start the ball game. And that'll bring up Eagles third baseman John Unterberger. So the Eagles get their leadoff batter on. Unterberger went 0-2 with a walk in the opener here today. First pitch high, ball one. First pitching appearance of the year here for Weber. David Skiba goes a complete game to get the game one victory. Kapsner holds with the runner, and Weber missed down in the dirt. Ball two. Went down in the dugout, visited a little bit and with Brett Kapsner between games, and Brett said, yeah, his pitching went all right up in Brainerd on Monday. He pitched on the JV level. There goes the runner. Daler's throw. One hop to Gertz. Not in time. Safe at second. Stolen base for Reese Jansen. So the Eagles have Jansen in scoring position here to start the ball game, and a 3-0 count now to Unterberger, the left-handed hitting third baseman here for Coach Mike Tomche. Logan Lynn on deck, and he walked him on four as Weber missed high, and the first two men have reached for the Eagles here in game two. Logan Lynn, 2-for-3, including a solo homer to account for the Eagles' only run in game one. Weber from the set checks the runners and comes home with a fastball that slides outside. Ball one. On deck will be the designated hitter for this one, Travis Thielen. He'll bat for the Eagles' starting pitcher in this game, Tanner Flaschenream. One ball count. Lynn taps it foul towards the Eagle dugout. Third base side, 1-1. J. Jansen reached on an error, stole second. Unterberger walked. Nobody out here in the top of the first. Matt Kummet playing second. Brett Kapsner at first. First time we've seen that defensive alignment for the Pioneers as Weber deals. And that pitch is in for a strike. One and two to Logan Lynn, the right-handed hitting first baseman. Teddy Daler puts down the sign, and Weber looks and comes home. Swing and a miss, got him. Lynn strikes out for the first out. He chased a high fastball. One down for the designated hitter, Travis Thielen. Started the game and played at shortstop in game one. Ended up 0 for 2 with a walk. Did line out to left once. Did square one up against David Skiba, but hit it right to Colton Ishans. Two on now with one out. Lead runner is Jansen. Trailing runner, John Unterberger. Short lead for Unterberger. There's a ball hit to right center. Down for a hit. Harold chasing. Cuts it off, but that'll get a run home. Nick plays the ball back in, and an RBI single for Travis Thielen, and the Eagles strike 1-0. First to third goes Unterberger. Scoring is Jansen on the RBI by Thielen on the first pitch he sees from Aaron Weber. And now the left fielder Luke Ludwig will bat. So the leadoff error comes across here in the top of the first for the Eagles. First and third still with one out. Ludwig would be followed by the shortstop Matt Schindler. Soft toss over to first. Diving back in is Thielen. Outfield straight away with Ishans in left, Bozer in center, Harold in right. Kapsner holds with the runner at first. Here's the pitch home. And Weber deals inside for a ball. 1-0 to Ludwig. Did have a base hit to left in the first game. Went 1-for-3. And Weber finds the zone of the strike at the knees. 1-1 to Ludwig. A run in here for the Eagles in the top of the first in game two of the doubleheader. Up in Piers, the softball team, the game went to Eden Valley Watkins. Game one, 15-12, they beat Piers. They're playing a doubleheader there. There's a step-off throw to first, and getting back to the bag is Thielen after one step towards second. We'll have softball tomorrow at 4:30 for you. Pequot Lakes is in town to face the Pioneers. Then we'll go under the lights. And Cathedral's in town at 7 o'clock right across the street at Piers Legion Park. Now Weber steps off the back of the rubber. Resets. One out, two on, a run in. Weber from the set. And the pitch. Low skips away right back towards the pitcher. The runner at first will advance. That ball ricocheted off Daler and came halfway up the third base line. And it's a wild pitch moving Thielen to second. Daler's feeling that one in his left arm. Two balls and a strike to Ludwig. Two balls and a strike to the right-handed hitter, Luke Ludwig. Two out there now for him, and he hits it into shallow center. This is going to be a tough play. Going back and gloving it in shallow center is Kummet. Matt able to get underneath that one about 5 feet back on the grass in center. That one had just enough underneath it to allow Kummet to race there and get it. I don't think Bozer was going to get that from center. It goes as a pop to second. But technically, really, it was a flyout to shallow center. For the second out, and here's the shortstop now, Matt Schindler, trying still with two guys in scoring position. Takes ball one high from Weber. Unterberger at third, Thielen at second. A run is in. It'll be an unearned run here against Weber. Here's the set and the pitch. Fisted foul, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Aaron Weber takes the Daler sign. And steps off, throws to second with Gertz sneaking in behind. And safe is the call as Thielen dives back in. The RBI single by Travis Thielen plating Reese Jansen here in the top of the first. The 1-1 offering. Weber, breaking ball, rolled to the third base side. Played fair by Tauges. Low throw. Capser with the pick for the out. Nice play on both ends by Tauges and Brett Capsner. It's a 5-3 ground out. The Eagles score a run. They do it on a hit. There was a Pioneer error and two men left in scoring position. Half an inning. Eden Valley Watkins 1, Piers coming to bat.
Break-ins can be extremely scary. When it comes to our family, we always want to make sure they're protected and taken care of. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Security and Radio Shack. Right now, we're running a special where you can get 6 months of security monitoring for free when you purchase 12 months. That's 18 months of monitoring for the price of 12. Plus, we offer free estimates on cameras, DVRs, motion detectors, and anything else you may need. Protect what matters most with Design Electronics Security, located on the east side of Little Falls.
Hi. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you considering selling your home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me guide you through the process from putting your home on the market to closing the deal. For all your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
One nothing Eden Valley Watkins. Here's the batting order in game two for Coach Sayre. Leading off the shortstop, Lane Gertz. Batting second and third is Matt Tauges. Hitting third at center is Noah Bozer. Batting fourth and playing second, Matt Kummet. The pitcher Aaron Weber will bat fifth. The catcher Teddy Daler hitting sixth. Brett Capsner plays first and hits seventh. Then Colton Eichens will bat in the eighth spot in left field, followed by Nick Harold in right, batting ninth. Gertz, Tauges, Bozer, Kummet, Weber, Daler, Capsner, Eichens, Harold for the Pioneers. Trailing 1-0 and warming up is right-hander Tanner Flaschenreim for the Eagles. Getting the game to start, a senior right-hander. Played in the outfield in the opener. And gets the starting call here from Coach Thompson here in game two. Piers won the opener 8-1. As Flaschenreim finishes up his warm-ups, his alignment defensively. Jordan Unterberger is back there behind the plate again for this one. Logan Lynn back at first. Second base again in this game, as it was in the first. Patrick Janisch at shortstop for this one, though. Matt Schindler moves into the shortstop spot. And at third, as was in game one, John Unterberger. In left field, it's Luke Ludwig. In center, Reese Jansen. And Blaine Fodstad gets the start in right here for the Eagles. Here's Lane Gertz to lead off in the bottom of the first. Lane drove in three runs in the opener, had an RBI sac fly and a two-run double. He went 2-for-4 in that ballgame. So Gertz ready to accept the first pitch from Tanner Flaschenreim. And it skips in the dirt, ball one. Eagles get on the board in the top half of the inning on a Travis Thielen RBI single to right center, scoring Reese Jansen, who had reached on an error, stole the base. And scored from second on the hit. In the dirt again, 2-0. Tauges and Bozer to follow here for the Pioneers. Flaschenreim standing atop the mound. Delivers. There, he took something off a fastball, got it across. 2-1. Game 2 temperatures starting at 59 degrees, so it's dropped 5 degrees since we started game 1 at 64. 2-1 pitch. Chased an elevated fastball and knocked it straight back over the screen, and it's now 2-2 to Pierce shortstop Lane Gertz. Pierce out hit the Eagles 6-4 in game one. but got some help from walks and hit batters. That one's high, 3-2 between Rhys Jansen and Matt Schindler. They combined to walk 8 and hit 4, so 12 free passes from Eagles pitching in game one. The payoff, swinging a ground ball up the middle into center, base hit for Gertz to start the first. So Lane, who had a good game one with a couple of hits, starts game two with a single up the middle. And that'll bring up the third baseman, Matt Touges. That ball bounded right over the second base bag. Played in by Rhys Jansen out in center field. Matt Touges picked up a single in four at-bats in game one. He also had a walk and was thrown out trying to steal. Batting left is the junior third baseman. Runner goes, and no throw. Pitches a strike. Underberger just couldn't find the handle on it. It's a strike to Touges with a steal for Lane Gertz. And the tying run now at second with nobody out. And we'll see if that changes here. Or if Coach Sayre wants him to bunt him over to third or give Matt a chance to swing away here. Touges awaits the 0-1 pitch. And he grounds it to first. Nice play over there. Lynn gobbled that one up on a sharply hit ball. A one-hopper, and Gertz moves up to third on the ground out. Matt stung that one, but right into the mitt of Logan Lynn at first. One down, runner at third for Noah Boser. Boser, good guy to have at the plate here with a guy in scoring position. He's the team leader and runs driven in. And there's one underneath the glove, and that'll get a run home. No RBI, though, for Noah as Gertz trots home with a tying run. 1-1. Ball's just snuck underneath the glove of the catcher, Underberger. Boser came in with six RBIs. He did not pick one up. He did score twice, though, in game one. Walked a couple of times. Both times came in to score. Now Noah awaits the 1-0. Pops it up. Second base, Yanish at the edge of the grass has it, and Boser's retired for the second out. Got underneath that one and hit a lazy pop-up to second baseman Patrick Yanish. So two outs and second baseman Matt Kummet will bat. 1-1 now in the first. Kummet was 0-for-2, hit by a pitch and walked. And Flaschenriem zips one high for a ball. Pioneers get the leadoff single home on a wild pitch. Gertz singled up the middle, stole second, went to third on a ground out, scores on a wild pitch as Kummet twirls away from an inside fastball. 2-0 from Tanner Flaschenriem to Matt Kummet. We are in the bottom of the first here. Appears the home team in game number two. Matt swings and fouls. Good cut there by Matt Kummet, just a little bit late. Hits it back into the screen. 2-1 now. Plenty of room to the backstop here. We are in Eden Valley. 2-1 with Weber on deck. Low and outside. 3-1 now to junior Matt Kummet. Outfield straightaway with Jantz and wind blowing in from left center here. Or no, actually not. It's across from right to left. And Kummet takes ball four inside. He's aboard with a two-out walk. It'll give pitcher Aaron Weber a chance to bat in the first. Weber drove in game one's first run with an RBI single to right. He also had a bunt single in a 2-for-3 run-scoring RBI day in game one. And now Kummet at first with two down, a run in for Pierce to tie the game. Fastball in for a strike. Good location there by the right-hander, Flaschenriem. 0-1 to right-handed hitting Weber. Here's the set. And the pause and pitch. Low, good stop by Underberger, shifting to his right. 1-1. Eagles will have the bottom third of their order due up in the top of the second inning. And the delivery. Fastball hit into center field, and it'll drop in front of Reese Jansen as holding at second Kummet. Weber serves one into center field. Third hit of the doubleheader for Aaron. And Teddy Daler now will come up. First and second as the Pioneers look to continue a two-out rally. Now a chance to take the lead with a hit. Daler was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the opener to drive in a run. He was 0 for 3 with that RBI. First and second, two outs. Here's the flash and ream pitch. Lined into left, a base hit. Kummet is being waved around. Now the stop sign is held. A solid single to left by Daler loads the bases. Ludwig came up throwing, and Coach Sayre put the stop sign up for Kummet, who slammed on the brakes as he rounded third. They are loaded for Brett Kapsner. They're going to courtesy run Schlegel for Daler here. So the Pioneers, after two outs, a walk to Kummet, and then back-to-back singles by Weber and Daler to fill the bases. And the batter's Kapsner, the first baseman, who takes ball one up from Flash and Ream. Kummet gets his lead at third, and there's a good stop by Unterberger, 2-0. Schlegel at first, Weber at second, Kummet at third, two outs and a 2-0 count to Brett Kapsner. Strike at the knees, 2-1. Colton Eichens would bat next. Pioneers have a run in to tie the game at one apiece. Flash and Ream trying to hold it at one. Inside and low, and now it's 3-1 to Kapsner, and Flash and Ream's got to throw a strike or force in a go-ahead run here. Three and one pitch to Brett Kapsner. Strike two on the corner. 3-2, two outs, runners off on the pitch. Flash and Ream okays the sign. Kapsner awaits. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. There go the runners. Pitch is low. He walked in a run. And the Pioneers take the lead. Kummet scores. Kapsner picks up the RBI. Bases loaded walk. Weber to third. Schlegel to second. Kapsner to first. And Colton Eichens to bat. Colton with a double in game one. Here's the wind by Flash and Ream. Strike at the knees to Colton. One strike. Nick Harold on deck. Four straight men have reached with two outs here for the Pioneers in the bottom of the first to grab a 2-1 lead. And the pitch low again. Unterberger with a run-saving stop behind the plate. Ball and a strike now to Colton Eichens, starting both games in left field here in this doubleheader today at Eden Valley Watkins. One ball, one strike. The righty's pitch. Colton hits it in the air to center. Jansen tracking, should have plenty of time. Camps underneath, squeezes, and the out is recorded. Pioneers with a two-out rally come up with two runs on three hits. They leave the bases loaded after one inning. It's now Pierce 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1 on You Are Their Sports.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
Welcome back to Eden Valley Watkins. Here's Aaron Weber's first pitch of the second inning. It's delivered high to catcher Jordan Utterberger. 1-0. Utterberger, Blaine Fonstead, and Patrick Janisch do up here. Bottom third of the order. Foul ball on a breaking pitch. 1-1. Pioneers and Eagles split a softball doubleheader in Piers today. Eagles win game 1, 15-12. Pioneers rally and take game 2, 2-1. Breaking ball, good slider, and it's swung on and missed. 1-2 now to Jordan Utterberger. Jordan went 0-for-3, three ground ball outs against David Skiba in game one. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Same breaking ball off the plate, 2-2. Jordan has been the young man that has been asked to take over catching duties here for the Eagles as he rolls one up the first baseline. It'll trickle foul play there by Brett Kapsner. Of course, well documented in the terrible news this week and this past week and a half, actually, the passing of young Jake Bornbacher. He was their starting catcher here, a sophomore. Both teams wearing T-shirts in the warm-ups here between the games with the Eagles and Jake's number on the back, and Pioneers sporting them, as were the Eagles. That went in the dirt. 3-2 now to Utterberger. Blaine Fodstead on deck. Here's the pitch. Swinging a roller towards first. Kapsner off the bag with Weber coming over, accepting the throw and tagging the bag for the out. 3-1 on the ground out to start the second. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Blaine Fodstead. Did not play in the opener, playing right field here in this one. So Kapsner in his first action of the year at first base, sliding to his right to make that play, and Weber getting to the bag in plenty of time, and now Aaron's first pitch of the inning to Fodstead. Aaron slipped off the mound a little bit, missed low, 1-0. Janisch on deck. Fodstead is batting eighth and playing right field. Aaron winds and delivers the 1-0 pitch, low, 2-0. Piers two runs on three hits in the bottom of the first to grab the lead after the Eagles got a run on a hit and an error to score first. Now the 2-0. Swinging a pop-up down the line and left. Chased by Gertz. Called off by Eichens, and making the catch in fair territory is Colton Eichens. And there are two down. And that'll bring up the Eagles' second baseman, Patrick Janisch. Scratched out an infield hit off David Skiba in the first game. He went 1-for-2. Weber now has retired four in a row since giving up the RBI single to Travis Thielen in the first. There's a fly ball towards right at Nick Harold. Nick awaits, has it, and puts it away. Three up, three down here in the top of the second inning. It's Pierce 2, Eden Valley Watkins 1. Bottom of the second, we'll have Nick Harold, Lane Gertz, and Matt Touges do up for the Pioneers.
When you're hungry in the Piers area, be sure to stop at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. The Brickyard has a delicious full menu available every day, but also great specials throughout the week. On Tuesdays, it's Taco Tuesday, $1 for soft or hard shell, or $2 for deep fried. On Wednesdays, a one-topping pizza is just $5. Thursday's special is all-you-can-eat spaghetti or just wing it. Scrumptious wings with eight amazing sauces to choose from. And Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken with mashed potato and coleslaw for $7.95, or ribs with a choice of potato and salad for $10.95, or do both chicken and ribs for $12.95. And with warmer temperatures, the Brickyard's patio is open. The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Pierce, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Nick Carroll, the senior right fielder, will lead off the bottom of the second inning for the Pioneers against right-hander Tanner Flaschenreim. 2-1 Pierce is our score in game two, and Nick aggressively goes after the first offering and knocks it straight back. 0-1. Good cut there by Nick Harold. Spent his time as a courtesy runner in game one. Did score a run. Here's the 0-1 delivery. 0-1 in the dirt. 1-1. 29 pitches now for Tanner Flaschenreim. He walked two, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits in the first. And Harold sends one up the middle into center. Base hit for Nick Harold. Nick starts the second with a single up the box. And that'll turn the order over to shortstop Lane Gertz. Single, a steal, and a run in the first inning. So Nick with the hit. He's now 3-for-11 on the year. And Flaschenreim works from the set. Decent lead there by Nick. He's running. Here's Unterberger's throw. It is not in time. And Harold swipes second. Got a good jump, and Nick runs his way into scoring position here. Pitch was a strike to Lane Gertz. 0-1. Flaschenreim now has Janisch, the second baseman, trying to hold Nick close. Now he retreats, and now Flaschenreim steps off the rubber. Here's Pequot Lake softball tomorrow, 4:30. And then Cathedral under the lights at Legion Park around 7. Harold with a single and a steal. He's at second with nobody out. A one-strike pitch from Flaschenreim to Gertz. Couple of looks back, and now time granted to Gertz. As Flaschenreim took a little long out of the mound for Lane's liking, granted time. Two-one lead for the Pioneers. Nick with his lead. Gertz awaits, keeps that weight back. Now draws a throw. Janisch, the second baseman, comes over, but easily back in is Nick Harold. Pierce has holding for it on Monday, their next conference game, non-conference, of course, tomorrow night with Cathedral. That's in holding for it Monday, I believe. There's a ground ball foul between Coach Sayre and the third base bag, and it's 0-2 to Lane Gertz. Lane drove in the Pioneers' seventh and eighth runs with a double in the seventh inning in game one. He started this game with a base hit. The set by Flaschenreim. Ooh, he chased a breaking ball above his head. Out on strikes. One out. First strikeout for right-hander Tanner Flaschenreim. I think Lane was looking for something and got fooled and couldn't hold up. So here's Taugis, who hit the ball sharply on one hop right to first for a ground out in the first inning. Trying to bring Harold home from second. Step-off move, nobody covering the bag, so no throw. Getting conflicting reports now that Actually, the Eagles may have won that second game of the doubleheader in softball. Fastball to Taujus just clips the inside corner, 0-1. One person told me they won, one told me they lost. So, but we know the score was 2-1. The confusion might come from the same thing we have happened here. One team is a home team in each game, so we'll see. We'll get the word. There's a ground ball again, sharply played to first. Boy, Matt has been right on the ball twice and nothing to show for it. Two ground ball outs to first baseman Logan Lynn. That one was a little tougher play. That was near the line. That might have been extra bases if it snuck by Lynn, but he was able to glove it and get the out on the play. Harold to third now with two outs for Noah Bozer. Noah, that pitch got behind him, and again, Harold will come home to score. So with a guy at third, you'd think that Bozer's chance is pretty good of getting a run home, and for the second time now with Bozer at the plate, a wild pitch gets a guy home. This time it's Harold, and it's 3-1. That pitch went behind Noah, and Unterberger couldn't flag it down. So the base is clear now with two outs, a 1-0 count to the left-handed hitting Bozer. Squibbed foul, 1-1.
Sit back, drive the ball, 6.
Noah walked three times in game one. He went 0-for-1. What that did is it snapped his four-game hitting streak to start the year. He'd hit safely in every game prior to that game one. And he gets hit here, and he flips the bat and takes first. So, Bozer to first. Eagles pitchers hit four batters in game one. And that'll bring up second baseman Matt Cummett. Matt walked and scored in the first. In for a strike from Flash and Ream, 0-1. Matt scored on the Brett Kapsner walk with the bases full. Lynn will hold with Bozer. Secondary lead for Noah. There he goes. Cummett strokes it in the air to right center. Bozer's around second, digging for third. We'll see if he's sent. He's being waved around. There will not be a throw, and Bozer comes in on the double by Cummett. They start the runner, and Bozer scores. And Matt Cummett delivers the two-out RBI double to right center field, and it's 4-1. And Al Weber, the pitcher, to hit. Cummett now at second base. And Weber almost got hit as he spins away. 0-1. Weber singled in the first inning. Ended up stranded at third. Two hits in the opener. Looked to second. Now another peek back and time granted to Weber. So again, a two-out scoring rally here for the Pioneers. Both their runs came with two outs in the first, and now they've gotten two home with two outs in the second. The wild pitch and the double by Cummett. Weber chops it. Second baseman Yanish on two hops to first to retire Weber and the Pioneers. A wild pitch and a Cummett RBI double adds to the lead. And after two complete here in game two of the doubleheader, it's now Piers 4, Eden Valley Watkins 1.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
We go to the top of the third inning here at Eden Valley Watkins High School. Pierce leading Eden Valley Watkins 4-1 after two innings. Aaron Weber set to face the top of the order of the Eagles lineup. Reese Jansen, John Unterberger, and Logan Lynn. Four runs, five hits, one error for the Pioneers. They have stranded four Eagles, a run, a hit, no errors, two left on. Jansen reached on an error and scored the Eagle run in the first inning, takes ball one. Pitch number 32 for Weber. He has struck out one, walked one, given up one hit, the RBI single in the first to Travis Thielen. Jansen, representing the top of the order, lays off a high fastball. 2-0 now to Reese Jansen. Pair of high school football quarterbacks going at it here, Weber and Jansen. The one or the 2-0, popped him up behind first. Coming over is Kumet, the second baseman. He'll make the catch in shallow right. I'm not sure Brett ever picked that one up right away, or else he gave way to Kumet in an awful hurry. But the out is recorded. One out, and the third baseman is John Unterberger. Walked in the first. Ended up stranded at third base. Eagles had a chance for more in the first. They left guys at second and third. There's a fastball across for a strike, 0-1 to Unterberger, as Weber making his first pitching appearance for this pitching deep Pioneer squad here. Here we are in game six of the year, and Weber getting the mound for the first time. There's a ground ball, slowly hit to short, charging Gertz, gobbles it up, throws him out by three steps. Unterberger retired on a 6-3 slow roller to the left side of the infield for the second out. And now here is the first baseman, Logan Lynn, struck out in the first. He homered in game one today for the only Eagle run, a towering fly ball that carried out of the ballpark to left field. And Weber starts, and there's one fouled off the right shin guard of Teddy Daler. One strike. If Lynn reaches, Travis Thielen is due up here for the Eagles, trailing 4-1 to Pierce, batting in the top of the third. They're the visiting team here. Reaching 4-1 and popping it up. Shortstop Gertz out into shallow center. He gloves it, and the inning's over. He had Lynn out in front of that and popped him up. Three up, three down. Weber now has set down eight straight. We go to the bottom of the third. Pierce in front of Eden Valley Watkins, 4-1.
Hello, Pioneers fans. This is Aaron Weber, a member of the Pierce baseball team. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and the fans that helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for the continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pioneer Athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushel from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
All right, we are back at Eden Valley Watkins. We head to the home half of the third with Teddy Daler leading off for Pierce. Against right-hander Tanner Flaschenream, Pierce 4, Eden Valley Watkins 1, Daler a single in the first. Takes it just outside, ball one. 43rd pitch right there for Flaschenream. He has struck out one. He's walked a couple and hit a batter, allowing four runs on five Pioneer hits. And fouled at the plate by Teddy. 1-1. Daler with a first inning single in a two-run, three-hit Pioneer. Bottom of the first, they added two more runs in the second. Two runs have scored on a wild pitch. Kapsner's got a bases loaded walk. There's a ground ball to Schindler. Bobbles it. Daler digging out of the box is safe. That'll be an error on the shortstop, Matt Schindler, to allow Daler to reach. And we'll get a courtesy runner now for Teddy. It'll be Robbie Schlegel running for Daler at first. That's the first Eagle error as Schindler had that one eat him up. So here's the Piers first baseman, Brett Kapsner. Walked with the bases loaded to drive in a run in the first inning. Flash and ream ready. Schlegel a short lead at first. And they pitched out. And the throw to first skips into right. Schlegel does not go. Fodstad hustling in from right to retrieve the ball. One ball, no strikes to Brett Kapsner. JV game is over. I see those players are back in attendance now. They played in Watkins here. Schlegel running for Daler. Lash and ream ready. There goes Schlegel. The pitch is high. Here's the throw from Utterberger. Schlegel slides in. He is out at second. Strong throw from Jordan Utterberger to nip Robbie Schlegel. One away. Second runner in the doubleheader that Utterberger has thrown out. He threw out one in the game one. And now the pitch. Kapsner takes a strike. Two balls, one strike to Brett Kapsner now with the bases empty and one out in the bottom of the third. Piers leading this one 4-1. They took game one 8-1. Brett reaches and hits a one-hopper back to the pitcher who will jog and then flip and get the out. 1-3 is the recorded out of Kapsner for out number two. And it'll bring up the left fielder Colton Eichens who flew to center to end the first inning. He is 0-1. He was 1-1 in game one with a double. And Flash and Ream starts him with a fastball that misses downstairs. No, they called that a strike. One strike. Nick Harold is on deck. Flash and Ream readies in the 0-1 pitch. That one is low. 1-1 to Colton Eichens, senior. Headed to Itasca Community College to wrestle for the Vikings. That one is in for a strike, and it's 1-2 now to Colton. Eichens awaits from the right side, and he checked his swing, but it's called strike three. Flash and Ream strikes out Eichens to end the inning. No damage done on the error with the Unterberger throw to catch Robbie Schlegel trying to steal. So no runs, no hits, one error. Nobody left on base. We have completed three innings in game two. Score remains Piers 4, Eden Valley Watkins 1.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Aaron Weber, a member of the Piers baseball team. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and the fans that helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for the continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pioneer Athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
And we've made our way to the top of the fourth inning. Piers leading Eden Valley Watkins 4-1 in this second game of the doubleheader. Piers winning the opener 8-1. Here's Travis Thielen, the designated hitter, to lead it off. He drove in an eagle run in the first with a base hit. And he reaches for it and knocks it into the screen, protecting the first base dugout. And it's one strike to Travis. He's batting for the pitcher in the DH spot and the cleanup role. Thielen, then Ludwig and Schindler for the Eagles here in the fourth against Weber, who has one strikeout and one walk, and he's retired 8 in a row. Ground ball, Talges, he'll have to hurry, and he does on time to get Travis Thielen hustling out of the box. One away on the grounder to third baseman Matt Talges, playing up at third, and that allowed him to get there in time. Here now is the left fielder, Luke Ludwig. He popped up to second baseman Matt Cummett in shallow center field in the first inning. 9 in a row, set down by the senior right-hander Weber. Missed low with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. Weber winds and comes home with a fastball. Popped him up. Right fielder Harold in. Back is Cummett, and it's Matt that makes the catch and then dropped the ball. Referee says the ball dropped on the transfer from glove to bare hand, and the out is recorded. Two down. And that will bring up shortstop Matt Schindler now. First pitch fouled away by Schindler. One strike, Matt Schindler grounded out to Matt Talges to end the first. Piers 4, Eden Valley Watkins 1 in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Pioneers are at home tomorrow night, 7 o'clock scheduled first pitch, likely a little bit later. It'll follow the JV game at Legion Park. Then Monday they're at Holding Ford. That's ball on the corner for a strike. 1-2. The next game for Eden Valley Watkins is at Litchfield. Breaking ball, little off the plate. Good take there by Schindler. 2-2. That game is Monday as well. Their next conference game, doubleheader with Holding Ford at Holding Ford. Swinging a foul ball back to the screen. Schindler battling here. 2-2. Pioneers getting two runs in the first, two in the second. Eagles got a run in the top of the first. 4-1, Piers leads in the top of the fourth. Now here's the 2-2. Curveball, ground ball towards Gertz. Gathers it near the bag, throws over to Brett Kapsner, and that ends the inning. Three up, three down for the third inning in a row. That's 11 in a row, set down by Weber, and it takes us to the bottom of the fourth. Piers in front, 4-1 over Eden Valley Watkins on You Are There Sports.
At Verizon Wireless, we think choosing a wireless plan shouldn't be complicated, so we're introducing One Simple Plan. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and pick the size that works best for you. Add a phone for $20 a month plus taxes and fees, then switch it up whenever you want. Unlimited talk and text are even included. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls today.
Smartphone device payment activation required. Subject to Verizon Wireless agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, we've got a defensive change here for the Eagles. Into play third, Zach Swenson, and moving from third to behind the plate is John Unterberger. So Jordan Unterberger, the starting catcher, out. John Unterberger now catching. And we've got Zach Swenson at third base. Pierce 4, Eden Valley Watkins 1. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and Tanner Flaschenreim will face Nick Harold, Lane Gertz, and Matt Tauges, 9-1-2. 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Piers, a run, a hit, and an error for the Eagles. Harold has singled, stolen a base, and scored a run. Swinging a drive to right. That ball's got some carry, but it's going to stay in the park. Boy, Nick hit that one a long way. About 300 feet. It's 320 to the wall and right. Nick gave it a ride, but on one pitch, he's a fly out to right fielder Blaine Fodstad. One out to begin the fourth. Now it's the top of the order, and shortstop Lane Gertz. Single, a strikeout, a steal, and a run for Lane. He gets hit. Lane takes the first pitch, and he's aboard. Second hit batter by Flaschenreim. That'll bring up third baseman Matt Tauges. One on, one out now for the Pioneers, batting in the home half of the fourth. Tauges awaits the pitch, squares to bunt. There goes Gertz, throw it on to second, not in time. Janisch backing it up from his second base spot. Gertz has a steal. His second of the ball game. Pitch was a little inside to Tauges. Ball one. He had shortened a bunt. So Gertz now at second with one out and a 1-0 count to third baseman Matt Tauges. He's hit the ball hard twice right to the first baseman. Long look to second. Still looking. Tauges smiling in the batter's box. Now a step off and a throw. Two hard one-hoppers to first baseman Logan Lynn for Matt Tauges so far. A pair of three unassisted groundouts, both times advancing a runner over. He did have a base hit in game one today. Digs himself back into the box now. Flaschenreim readies. Now time granted. Matt wasn't going to waste any time. He got time right away as Flaschenreim paying close attention to Lane Gertz out at second base. Lane hit by pitch and then promptly stole second after the leadoff fly to right by Harold. High and outside. 2-0 to junior third baseman Matt Tauges. Pioneers 4, Eagles 1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Matt lines that one off the glove of first, down the line to right. Here comes Lane. He's being rounding third. Here's a throw to the plate. It is not in time, and now Tauges will motor to second. And it's 5-1. Matt Tauges has been locked in on pulling that ball towards first, and he finally got one by Logan Lynn. Down the line to right, Gertz scores, and Matt goes to second on the throw home. Good piece of base running there by Tauges, as well as now Bozer takes one in the dirt for ball one. Noah has popped to second, been hit by a pitch, and scored a run here. The RBI single off the glove of Logan Lynn makes it 5-1. Bozer ready, and the pitch. Inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Gertz scoring his second run of this game. And Flaschenreim readies. And delivers. Checked his swing. Good stop. And now Tauges got a good read on a pitch in the dirt and slides in safely to third. That ball was in the dirt to Noah, who checked in time. Two balls and a strike. Tauges at third with one out for Bozer. A And the pitch coming. Noah watches outside, 3-1. Noah not seeing a lot of strikes today in either game of the doubleheader. He walked three times in game one. He's been hit by a pitch here in game two. See what he does with a 3-1 pitch here. He goes after it and swings through a fastball. 3-2. A run is in, a runner's at third, one down here in the inning. The Eagles have brought their infield in, and Bozer watches ball four. He's walked for the fourth time today. First and third for second baseman Matt Cummett. Matt has walked and driven in a run with an RBI double in the second inning. He's also scored a run in this one. Found the gap in right center to plate one of the two runs the Pioneers scored in the second inning. First and third, and Matt hits it in the air towards right center again. Long run, it's down. That'll get Touges home. Bozer to second, and Cummett singles in a run to make it 6-1. Second RBI of the ball game for Matt Cummett. 2-for-2 with a walk. And now the pitcher, Aaron Weber. He just stuck the bat out and flipped it into right center. Weber has singled and grounded out to second. Takes a strike. Inning started with a long fly to right by Nick Harold. Since then, a hit batter and three straight hits. Touges, Bozer, and Cummett all singling off Flaschenriem. Step off, Bozer to second. Yanish comes over to accept the tag. Noah's back in safely. Three two-run innings for Piers. The first, second, and now fourth, and they lead it 6-1. They won the opener 8-1. The pitch to Weber. Off speed, and it buckled the knees and came inside. Ball and a strike to Aaron Weber. Two on, one out, two in for the Pioneers. Daler on deck. Cummett leads at first. Bozer at second. Flaschenriem, two looks to Noah, and the pitch home. Fastball, ground ball to second. Can they get two? Flaschenriem to second for one. To first, not in time. Here comes Bozer around third. He'll score. And Weber trots to second, and it's 7-1. Weber will get a fielder's choice, and then it'll be an error on the throw to allow Bozer to come home. Cummett forced out at second for out number two. A 4-6 fielder's choice. Weber to second. No RBI. Weber will be run for, courtesy run, Michael Meyer. Courtesy running in the fourth. Meyer for Weber at second. So two outs. It's now 7-1 Pioneers, and the batter is Daler. Strike at the knees to Teddy, 0-1. Teddy, a first-inning single, and he reached on a ground ball error by Schindler, the shortstop, leading off the third. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Teddy pops it up. I think that's going to get out. Unterberger over to look, and it did. Just get into the front row of bleachers beyond the tall, about 25-foot-high fence line protecting the spectators. Two strikes to Daler. We are in the bottom of the fourth. It's now a 7-1 lead for Piers in game two of the doubleheader. And the Eagles have Zach Swenson at third, and now John Unterberger catching. Here's the pitch to Daler. He chased one, and they say foul ball right off the end of the bat. It squirted away from the catcher. Zach Swenson, who's in the game at third, is scheduled to lead off the top of the fifth for the Eagles in Jordan Unterberger's spot in the batting order. Again, the 0-2 to Daler. Left a fastball high. One ball, two strikes. Michael Meyer, the runner at second base. He's running for Aaron Weber. Flaschenriem, now time granted to Daler. wind pretty strong from right to left here today. One ball's gotten out of the park. That was a Logan Lynn homer in game one. Daler fights one off and knocks it back to the screen to keep alive at one ball, two strikes. Nope, we're out of baseballs, apparently. Piers and Pequot Lakes in softball to start a doubleheader tomorrow, and then Piers and Cathedral baseball. Should be a really nice day weather-wise tomorrow. Looking forward to that, being back in Piers for two. And here's the 1-2 pitch to Daler. Swinging another fister foul. Underberger gave it a good effort, though. Almost caught up to that. It was not very high, but he picked that off the bat. That's a tough play for a catcher to see where a foul ball pop-up is headed. And boy, he sprinted right to the on-deck circle spot where he knew it was headed that way. Good awareness. Just wasn't enough elevation for him to come up with it. Still 1-2 to Daler, has fought off three two-strike pitches. Now he takes strike three. Good pitch from Flaschenreim to end the inning. But Piers tacks on three. An RBI single by Matt Kummet. RBI single by Matt Taugis. And an error, allowing three to score. And at the end of four here at Eden Valley Watkins, it's now Piers 7 and the Eagles 1.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you.
We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
Welcome back to Eden Valley Watkins. We go to the top of the fifth inning here. Game two of the doubleheader. Piers up on this one, 7-1. And the Eagles will send up third baseman Zach Swenson to lead off against Aaron Weber. They've turned the lights on here at the ballpark. As we head to the fifth. Piers with 7 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They've stranded 5. The Eagles a run on just 1 hit, 2 errors, 2 left on against Aaron Weber. 11 in a row retired by the senior right-hander Weber. And getting his first at-bat today is Swenson. Came in defensively in the top, or in the bottom of the fourth. Now he'll lead off the fifth. He bats in Jordan Unterberger's spot. Bottom third of the order here against Weber. Strike called, 0-1 to the right-handed hitting Zach Swenson. He's a junior for the Eagles. Right-hander, and there's a ball swung on and missed. Weber, one strikeout, one walk. That was his 50th pitch of this ball game. The 0-2 pitch from Weber to Swenson. Bends a curveball that just missed off the corner. 1-2 now to Swenson. Top of the fifth. Piers up 7-1, trying to sweep the doubleheader today. Fastball low, 2-2. Blaine Fodstead is on deck. Weber standing atop the rubber. Now he's ready. Swinging a drive to center. Bozer tracking, reaches up and makes the catch. So Swenson hit it on the nose, but right to the Pioneer center fielder Noah Boser for the first out. And it'll bring up the right fielder Blaine Fodstead. Decent at-bat, though, by Swenson. He battled, fell behind 0-2 and got something he could hit and hit it hard, but right at the center fielder. Now Fodstead flew out to left near the line. His only time up. Fouls one off. One strike. On deck would be the second baseman, Patrick Janisch, for the Eagles. Pierce 7, Eden Valley Watkins 1, one out in the fifth. Here's the 0-1 pitch up high, bending back is right-handed hitting Blaine Fodstead. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball popped up towards short. Gertz ranging over, almost right behind third, makes the catch. Two up, two down for the Eagles. Brings up their second baseman, Patrick Janisch. Flew out to the right fielder, Nick Harold, to end the second inning, 0-1. Had an infield hit in game one. Two outs, bases empty. And there's a ground ball up the middle, base hit. Janisch strokes it up the middle for a two-out single here in the top of the fifth. Clean knock up the middle off Weber. That snaps a string of 13 in a row retired by Aaron. And it turns the order over to Reese Jansen, the center fielder. Are we going to have a runner here? Time granted. Janisch is coming off first base. We'll see who the Eagles send out to run. Looks like Jamison Keekley, number 12, will go in and run. Keekley for Janisch, pinch running in the fifth. Jansen has reached on an error and scored a run and popped up to second. Weber steps off and scrambling back is Keekley. Kapsner holding. There's action in the bullpen down to my left. Quick throw over by Weber, and Keekley scrambles back again. Eagles getting some arms ready. We're in the top of the fifth. Piers leading 7-1 here, scheduled for seven innings. Short lead over there by Keekley, held by Kapsner in the pitch. Ground ball to short, two hops. Short way to second. Gertz to Kummet ends the inning. No runs, a hit, one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Piers leading Eden Valley Watkins 7-1.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you.
We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Defensive changes for the Eagles. Now on to pitch is Patrick Janisch. He'd been playing second base, so he's on the mound now. Swenson moves from third to second. Coming in and playing third now is the former right fielder for the Eagles, Blaine Fodstead, and going out to right field, the guy that started game one out in right, Corey Mathias. See if I look around quickly if there's anything else that has changed. I think that's it. So Janisch takes over. Flaschenriem goes four innings. He'll allow seven runs on eight hits. Strikes out three, walks three, hits a pair of batters, and I had him for 75 pitches in his outing. So Yanish takes over, and the first man he will face is David Skiba, who is going to pinch hit now for Brett Kapsner. So Skiba to bat for Kapsner to begin the fifth. Referee notating that. And David, the winning pitcher in game one, he went all seven. And he will stand in to face Yanish. And there's a hit by pitch. Skiba off the shoulder. I'm sure that's what Coach Sayre had in mind in that situation, to put David in. Kapsner's going to be asked to come out and run now for Skiba. Well, thanks for playing, David Skiba. He was out there for about 15 seconds, and now his day in game two is done. Here's Colton Eichens as Kapsner now running at first, and there's a little flare down the line and right, twisting and just going foul. Ooh, Colton just missed, dropping one down the line and right. And Kapsner was already around second. He would have easily gotten to third. Mathias plays it back in from foul territory. One strike to Colton, who's flown to center and been called out on strikes. He doubled in game one. One on, nobody out. Piers up 7-1. Colton watches it skip in the dirt. Ball and a strike now to Colton Eichens. Referee, the umpire wants. Oh, Yanish had his sunglasses up on his cap and asked to remove them now. Patrick Yanish in relief of Tanner Flaschenream here for the Eagles. Kapsner leads at first with nobody out after Skiba was hit by a pitch. Ooh. Yanish threw a good breaking ball that fooled Colton. He was backing out and it broke across for a strike. 1-2 now to Eichens. And that one well outside. Good stop by Unterberger. That's John Unterberger now catching for the Eagles. Two balls, two strikes to Colton Eichens. Kapsner will lead at first. Yanish from the set. Just in. Belt high. 3-2 to Eichens. Colton doubled to right center in game one. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Pitch low. Ball four. A hit batter and a walk for Yanish in his first two batters. And there are two on, nobody out for Nick Harold. Harold with a single, a steal, and a run in the second inning flew out to deep right field, leading off the fourth. 1-for-2 for Nick. Nick awaits and takes ball one up in the zone. Top of the order, and Lane Gertz will follow. Harold sees the ball, strokes the ball to right center, down for a hit, it runs the alley. That's going to score two. Kapsner's around third, on his heels, Eichens. Harold's digging for third, and he is in with a triple. Harold drives in two with a triple to right center. The third different Pioneer to triple this year. Kapsner and Eichens score. And a nice game for Nick Harold going. Here's the pitch now to Gertz. And it's a strike on the outside corner. It's now 9-1. Pioneers now, if they get two more this inning, the game's over. Gertz ground lines one into left. Base hit. That'll get Harold home, and it's 10-1. A leaping attempt by Fodstad at third, and it just glanced off his glove. And that's an RBI single for Lane Gertz to score Nick Harold. And here's Chris Gammon going to bat for Matt Tauges. Gammon for Tauges here in the fifth inning. Chris is 2-for-2 as a pinch hitter this year, and he takes high for a ball, 1-0. The game-ending run is now at first base with nobody out. Bozer on deck, Gammon at the plate. The senior, Chris, little inside. Two balls, no strikes from Yanish to Gammon. The set by the righty. Here's the pitch. Gammon, ground ball to short. Schindler to second for one. The relay to first in time. They've turned two nicely. A good turn by Swenson staying in there and relaying the ball. It goes as a 6-4-3 double play. And there are two outs. Base is empty for Noah Bozer. Bozer walked in the fourth. Hit by a pitch in the second, both times coming around to score. He takes a Yanish ball for ball one. And he watches another pitch low. 2-0. Noah's been held without a hit today. You know he's going to be up there looking for something to drive. Swings and ropes it. Foul down the line. Just past first. 2-1 to Noah Bozer, extending those arms out, pulling the ball past first baseman Logan Lynn. A two-run triple by Nick Harold and an RBI single by Lane Gertz, and it's 10-1 now. And the next pitch is low, 3-1. On deck is Matt Kummet. We're in the fifth. And Yanish's pitch. Ball four. Five walks today for Noah Bozer. Three in game one. That's his second. And he was also hit by a pitch in this one. Looks like they're going to make a move here are the Pioneers. It looks like a batting move. Is Robbie Schlegel going to bat? Looks like it. Yeah, Schlegel's going to bat for Kummet here. Robbie Schlegel pinch hitting for Matt Kummet. Matt, an RBI single, an RBI double, and a walk as Robbie swings and misses. Robbie, a senior. Good wheels. He can run. Oh, and he can also get hit by a pitch with the best of them. Right in the arm. Bozer to second, Schlegel to first, and Weber can end it with a hit here. Game-ending run now at second base in Noah Bozer. It would end by the 10-run rule. It's 10-1 right now. That one well outside, 1-0. Weber is the eighth batter of the inning. Yanish now has walked to and hit to this inning. Here's the set and the pitch. In the dirt, stopped by Unterberger. Two balls, no strikes. Bozer walks. Schlegel was hit by a pitch to reach. If needed, Eichens is warming up for the Pioneers if this game doesn't end. Breaking ball outside for ball three to Weber. And Daler's on deck. Yanish sets. And the pitch. Inside. Must have been a strike. 3-1. Schlegel with his lead. Ground ball up the middle. Base hit. Bozer's being waved around. The throw is cut off, and the Pioneers win the game 11-1. Weber singles up the middle to score Bozer. And this game ends by way of 10-run rule with a 4-run bottom of the fifth inning as the Pioneers and Eagles will shake hands, and we have wrapped up this doubleheader here in Eden Valley this evening. Pierce sweeps 8-1 and 11-1 here. We'll be back and wrap it up when You Are There Sports next.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer. Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers!
Piers sweeps a doubleheader against Eden Valley Watkins this evening. Just wrapping up game two with an 11-1 win, shortened to five innings due to the 10-run rule. They won the opener 8-1. David Skiba, complete game win there. Aaron Weber gets the win here in game two. 11 runs, 11 hits, one error for the Pioneers. They strand seven. The Eagles a run on two hits, two errors. They leave three men on base. Winning pitcher, Aaron Weber, five innings, one run. He allows two hits. Only a strikeout and a walk today. A lot of pitching to contact for Weber. At one point, he retired 13 in a row. He retired the side in order in the second, third, fourth innings, then got the first two men in the fifth before Patrick Janisch's single broke up that string. Eagles got their lone run in the very top of the first when Rhys Jansen led off, reaching on an error, stole second, scored on a one-out RBI single by Travis Thielen to make it 1-0 after a half an inning. Piers took the lead with two in the bottom half, and they got that on a wild pitch, scoring Lane Gertz and a bases-loaded walk to Brett Kapsner to make it 2-1. Two more came home in the second. Wild pitch got Nick Harold home, and an RBI double by Matt Kummet plated Noah Bozer to make it 4-1 after two. Three more in the fourth. One of those came home on an error. They got an RBI single from Matt Kummet and an RBI single by Matt Touges in that inning. Piers led 7-1 after the fourth, and then they ended it with a four-run bottom of the fifth, a two-run triple by Nick Harold, an RBI single by Lane Gertz, and the game-ending hit, Aaron Weber's single, scoring Noah Bozer to make it 11-1, game ending by way of 10-run rule. So Piers wins two today over the Eagles to improve to 5-1 overall, and now 3-1 in the Central Minnesota Conference. They get St. Cloud Cathedral under the lights at Piers tomorrow night about 7 o'clock, depending on how late the JV game goes. They'll get St. Cloud Cathedral, the two-time defending Class AA state champions, in Piers tomorrow night. We'll have softball for you tomorrow. First of all, Pioneers host Pequot Lakes tomorrow at 4:30. That's how we'll start our day, and then we'll move across the street for the Piers Cathedral baseball game later on that night. Complete game wins for David Skiba and Aaron Weber today for the Pioneers as they sweep two here in Eden Valley Watkins. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Softball and baseball on You Are There Sports, starting with softball versus Pequot Lakes at 4:30. Piers Cathedral under the lights at Legion Park to follow right here on your home for Pioneer Sports. You Are There Sports.
Thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Piers Pioneer Sports has been brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, AMP Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Piers Pioneer Sports all season long, also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design, and The Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health,
Kinko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Pierce School District. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.